Their Last Words, written by Steve Parker and read by Homer Todewala.
Chapter 1. Detective Superintendent Patterson was running late. He'd kept her waiting, but she'd wait a bit longer. The dead are good like that. Patient. With a clunk, he shut the door of his Aston, flicked his umbrella open and hoisted it above his head. The heavy rain had been falling for the best part of a week now. Any murder scene in the first few hours is chaotic, and this one was no different. Police cars and vans were parked anyhow. Yellow crime scene tape was strewn across various junctions, each with a PC in attendance, and a control point was being established. Patterson scanned the street for his DS and quickly spotted him standing outside the white tent with the uniformed duty inspector, both in their paper suits. He could see that DS Jordan was wearing a serious face. Never a good sign. Stepping carefully around the puddles of water that threatened to engulf his Gucci's, Patterson made his way over to them. They nodded.
"Evening, Gov," said Jordan. "Glad you made it."
Patterson gave him a quick glance, unsure if he detected some of that famous sarcasm. He decided to give him the benefit of the doubt. Jordan handed him a paper suit, took his umbrella, and held it over him while Patterson hopped about, trying to keep his balance while he pulled it on.
"Sir,"
Jordan said,
"this is Inspector Steve Goodman. He's the night duty inspector. Mr. Goodman, Detective Superintendent Ray Patterson. He'll be the SIO on this one."
Patterson was busy trying to keep his hair as neat as possible while he pulled the paper hood over his head. Goodman rolled his eyes. The two men shook hands, and Patterson noticed his ashen face.
"What we got then?" he said.
"A soaking wet detective sergeant out here, and a right fucking mess in there."
Jordan jerked his head toward the tent.
"Young girl, in her 20s maybe, stark naked, butchered."
He paused for effect.
"Never seen anything quite like this before."
Patterson frowned. If Jordan hadn't seen the like, he knew he was in for a rare old treat.
"Explain butchered for me, Dave."
Jordan shot him a look.
"Her throat's been cut. Deep. Almost took her head off. He's removed her insides and dumped them on the pavement. Above her breasts, he's carved the word don't into her flesh."
Patterson grimaced, swayed a little. Jordan caught it.
"Not finished yet, Gov. He's also cut out her vagina."
Patterson closed his eyes momentarily.
"He's done what?"
Maybe he was hearing things.
"Yep, swear to God, he's cut out her vagina."
Inspector Goodman, his head down, nodded silently. Patterson looked at Jordan. All he could think of to say was,
"Dear God."
"I think God's given this poor little cow a bit of a swerve tonight, Gov. Certainly wasn't around when she needed him, that's for sure."
Patterson said nothing. Jordan, getting wetter by the minute, tried to edge his way under Patterson's umbrella. He pointed towards a uniformed female PC sitting in the back of a van, swaddled in a heavy blanket.
"That plonk found her while she was doing a quick roundup, looking for break-ins on her way back to the Nick. Apparently she was busting for a piss and decided to cut through this side alley as it's quicker. I'm guessing she's pissed herself by now, though."
Goodman shot him a look. "Not funny." Patterson turned his attention to Goodman.
"Make sure she's looked after properly. Get her to the hospital as quick as, and make sure someone's with her at all times. Poor kid's in a right mess by the look of it, and she's going to need someone when it hits her."
He shook his head, remembering the first dead body he'd seen on the job. Never quite leaves you. Goodman nodded and dialed a number on his radio phone.
"My team preserved the scene as best we could, sir, until we could get a plastic over her."
He waited for someone to answer.
"They're all pretty good. They know not to go tramping about over crime scenes. That said, she was absolutely drenched when she was found, so it's very possible we may have lost some evidence. Washed away, like."
Patterson grunted, looked around and spotted a drain, some 5 feet away from where they were.